Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Ladies and gentlemen,
time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
Here's Cousins waving London to the far side. Takes a snap. Kirk looks, sails it. Drake there, caught! Touchdown Atlanta! Drake London!
You know, the guys, we talked about it early in the week, and you're talking about how you want to deal with the situation. These guys definitely came out and dealt with it. You know, you got to believe, you got to persist, and you got to come out and deal today, and the guys definitely didn't do that today. And I'm very proud of them, their efforts, and what they were able to do.
Hell yeah.
How could you not be, just given the way that game went? What, six lead changes, the play late where Saquon drops the ball, you get the ball back, you know exactly what you have to do, and yes, then to go down and do it. And yesterday,
you practice it every, it is, Andy, you practice it every Thursday.
Well, and it looked like it.
Yeah, every Thursday is 2 minute day.
It looked like
every
they Thursday practiced
every
it. You know what
Friday,
I mean?
2 minute day.
That's the great thing about, and I think we're going to be saying this a lot as the season goes on, but that's the great thing about having a legitimate starting quarterback is they do things that look like, oh, they worked on that.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
That, look at the relationship that's developing between these guys. Look at that route that Drake London ran. Look at the, I know Drake's going to get a lot of credit for that route and that catch and that touchdown, all that. Dude blocked his ass off
yes,
last
he
night.
Was,
he blocked in the run game with a lot of
Andy,
bad intentions.
He played so well. Another one pass, where he got to get to the sticks.
Yeah.
You got,
yep,
if it's eight,
he does.
If it's eight, you got to push it
yep
to nine. You got to get past the sticks. But just, that's why I said Zach Robinson, his bounce back was unbelievable. The play right there, Drake starts in the bunch, in the inside bunch, and motions out. Gives himself more space. I mean, I don't know what the hell Slay was looking at. I honestly don't. Where are you, like, I don't know what the hell he was doing.
I don't know.
But that was awful. And what
because
a hell.
Because he was gone.
He was gone.
I mean, he shook him. He hit 5 yards of space.
Yes. I was like, oh. But, yeah, I mean, you're absolutely correct. When you have a guy that's done this at a high level as Kirk has done it, and he gets more and more comfortable. Because there were some throws where you're like, I can just talk for me. Let it go, Kirk.
Yep.
The one on the goal line, you got to bang that to Drake. And then it's right there. Here comes Kyle back on the swirl, which in that read, because you want the timing of the route, is that third option when he's wheeling back around. Bang it on him. Bang it on him. You know, but at least he threw in the stands, whatever, whatever. But I just thought, you know, just from week one to week two, just more comfortable with himself and his process. Now, he's still got to get some kinks out of it, more trust and cohesion with the receivers and things like that, the play
no
calls
doubt
and everything. And that's just going to keep coming with time as much and more. He gets to play more and more with this group of guys. But, I mean, it started up front and it ended up front. Them dudes up front were playing their butt off. Dahlman played really good. Played really, really good. Now, on the 2 minute when Kyle got the first down, Let the guy spot it for you. Because Dahlman went
nice, hand it to the ump.
Nice thought process, yeah, Dahlman, to yep get it and try to spot it yourself. But
not how it works.
That's how it works. But I thought they just played well. But Gary played really good now. He wasn't going against Watt, and they did give him extra help now. Whichever they gave him that damn help in the Pittsburgh game.
Yeah, but that's okay.
That's okay.
That's what you You got to do that for guys that need help sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. And he played, and he played well.
He run blocked really well yesterday.
What did they do yesterday, Andy? What did we say yesterday? Run it to the right.
Yeah, run it to the right.
Let him get his hands on somebody.
Run it behind big-ass McGarry and Lindstrom over there.
Let him get his hands on somebody.
And run it behind him. And Bijan ran hard.
Let him get some hands on somebody.
Ran well, made a couple guys. Who was the rookie, Quinyon?
Yeah.
Dude, he made him miss, man. That was nasty.
I love watching him because it's so effortless how he runs.
Yeah.
And he took two big-ass hits.
Yes, he did.
The one hit where the dude came and got him from behind, held him to the football. And the one with Chauncey, I mean, that's why I hate that play when you're rushing. All right, I hate that play when you're rushing and you got the one back, because there's always that one free guy, and he knows you're not throwing the football.
Because everything else was blocked great.
Everything was fine, because you got pretty much in those situations, you got to kind of like a wedge it a little bit and let the back find the hole. But on that case, there's always that one guy, because there's nobody accounted for him. The receiver can't get to him, and there's no fullback. And so it's you and him, and they get up on you so damn fast.
Yeah.
And he got up on him so damn fast.
It's one of those ones where you would love to have Algier.
Yeah, maybe.
Because Algier probably falls forward.
Yeah, but you're like, and as soon as it happens, like, damn.
Yep. It was a great play by him.
He took his helmet off. The funny thing, and I'm so glad they won, so we ain't got to worry about this Ray Ray McCloud outfit and that like that. But you can't, because he played good.
He did
Ray
play
Ray
good.
Ray Ray played
except
good.
Except for that one moment.
Ray Ray played good, but he got duped into what CJ does.
Yeah.
He did, and I was like, he got another one.
Yes. CJ.
He got another one.
Gardner Johnson does that to five guys a year.
Yes. I was like, he got another.
Five guys a year. That's what he does.
Yank his mouthpiece off.
Took his mouthpiece off. No one notices.
Yep.
And then you punch a guy's face mask, which I still don't understand why you would do that. Yeah. Seems like it would hurt your hand and not hurt him.
Yeah.
But yeah, you get flagged for it, and obviously you're going to get flagged for it.
Yeah.
That's what they're the reaction. This goes back to childhood.
Yes.
The first hit never gets noticed.
Never gets caught.
It's always the retaliation. You always get in trouble for retaliating, and that's what happened last night to Ray Ray. So yeah, he played a good game.
I thought he played well.
Dude, Kirk loves throwing to Ray McCloud.
Yeah, he played so good.
Because he even threw it on that final drive, the one incompletion.
That was a P.I.
That was pass interference.
Yes, it was.
And you go back and watch it, like, you know, there's a million different ways games play out. That game plays out different because it hit him in the shoulder, right? That ball pops in the air, gets intercepted, game's over.
Yes.
That's pass interference.
That's a P.I.
And maybe they call it if it gets intercepted, which is stupid. You shouldn't do that. Call it or don't call it. But it was clearly pass interference.
It was.
They didn't call it, so it ends up being 3rd and 5. Mm-hmm. And then Drake runs a great route. It's a touchdown.
Tough game. Darnell played well.
He did.
I know the one route there, people talk about he stopped, but just the touchdown, the effort. You catch the ball, and CJ beat CJ. CJ, you can't let him cross your face. He did, caught the ball. Broke the tackle, did the awesome front flip, and then on that 2 minute, I mean, that post corner, goodness, loud gracious, just the work the way he did. I mean, just looking at this offense, and I mean, everybody can tell night and day from week one to week two, but when your quarterback is comfortable and protected, he can do some things. That's what he does. When he's protected, surgical back there.
Let's listen to Kirk Cousins after the game talking about what he liked and what he didn't like.
Well, we ran the football well. We sustained drives. Got to be better in the red zone, Arch. I think you know that. We know that. And then, you know, the final drive was critical. It was great to get the ball back, and then we were able to go down. But, you know, in any win, you're going to have plays you want back. In any loss, you're going to have things you did well. And tonight, you know, we won. Great to finish strong, but there's still a long ways to go.
Yeah, he was right. And, again, it's a lot more fun for us to talk about the things that need to be improved upon in a win. Certainly going to be more fun for them to talk about the things that need to be improved upon.
That field room fun today, boy.
But there's a lot of stuff that needs to get better. Like, they still were horrible on third down. They were 2 for 9 on third down. A lot of that is because they got in really bad third and long situations. They weren't good in the red zone.
No, they were
They
not.
Were 1 for 3 in the red zone. That final play obviously makes it look better, but they would go on these long, sustained, excellent drives and then get to the red zone.
20-20, baby.
And stop giving it to Bijan. Yep. What are we doing?
20-20.
This man's getting you down here. Yes. Give him the ball, Bud Kilmer. What are we doing?
I mean, that's the same thing. Both teams did run. Like, the beginning of the game, Saquon was averaging 9 yards a touch.
Yeah.
It's like trying to touch the ball. Like, dude, somebody stop him.
Yeah.
But somebody bow their neck.
But then they would stop giving it
to him. Yes. That was my thing with them. I was like, why the hell isn't Saquon in the game?
Just give him the ball. He's killing the Falcons right now.
They can't stop him, man. And, you know, I mean.
Play that, callers, man.
It's amazing that you get away from what's working.
Yeah. Because if it's too easy, then you don't want to do it anymore.
No, because they want to see what else works.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Let's see what that works.
I believe a wise man once said, football is easy.
Yeah, man.
Coaches make it hard.
I'm telling you, they got some issues up there in Philly because Sirianni and the play caller, because he didn't authorize these play callers.
Sirianni has a real He's got a face problem.
Yes, he does.
Like he's got to keep it together a little bit better on the sidelines.
Yes.
This guy, I'd like to play him in poker because you know exactly what his hand is every single time.
Yes.
The dude can't. He's got. I don't know. And he's got to keep those emotions in check.
And I understand that. Damn, Kels was back there in Philadelphia and they had all the block party for him and was celebrating him and everything. I'm so glad he went kicked their ass on ESPN when they made it the whole damn broadcast was about the damn Eagles. I'm so glad they went in and kicked their ass. Now, I love me some Kels. That dance and everything he was doing was a lot of fun.
Yes.
But that whole damn 2-3 hours was about him and the Eagles.
It got a little gratuitous in the second half. Like, it was a good football game that's being played between two teams that are trying to do stuff this year.
Yes.
And it's like Jason Kelce, like, breaking down and drooling over the way the center is playing that replaced him. It's like, all right, that's like, I understand like the Manning cast, they do that sometimes because it's like an interview with a guy. But for Troy Aikman and Joe Buck to be having Jason Kelce in there just like openly rooting for the Eagles
in crunch time. I didn't hear none of that. I was talking about the pregame show.
The people we're talking to did because
I didn't really pay that any attention.
It's just like it's a close football game between you're Buck and Aikman. You're supposed to be just call the game,
right?
Like you don't care about the outcome one way or the other.
That's why I watched that and not the Manning cast because I just want to watch.
But it wasn't the Manning cast. It was Troy and Joe and Jason Kelce.
I wasn't paying any attention.
Openly cheering for first down.
Yeah,
and Falcons fans are like, "Come on, man! Like we're trying to win a game," and it sounded like an Eagles home broadcast. Now I will say. That's a good opportunity to pause it, sync it with the Odyssey app, and get Wes and Dave, because Wes and Dave are calling the Falcons game. Wes and Dave, they're not going to have Jason Kelce in the booth.
No.
And massage him during the broadcast like those guys were.
But this one,
it got gross in there, man. It was like, all right, we get it. You like him. He's a cool guy. Everybody knows. Keep it PG for the kids, man.
I love that. And it's always fun when you can go into a hostile place like they did and just take the victory because Eagles fans were still in it. Oh, they're cheering.
It got quiet.
As soon as Drake caught the ball, it's like nothing.
Yeah, it got quiet.
Nothing. And
I think the Eagles fans, and I don't know, maybe this is recency bias. It probably is. Sad Eagles fans might be my favorite.
No.
Sad Cowboys fans?
Yes. There's nothing. Sad Cowboy fans.
No, you're
sad
probably Cowboy right.
Fans. Yeah.
You're probably right.
Yeah, sad Cowboy fans. Yeah.
God, I don't know. Sad Eagles fans are good, though.
But see, sad Eagles fans are more violent.
They're violent. They're a violent sad.
They're very, very violent.
Yeah, they got emotional problems.
Yeah, they're very violent.
That whole city has emotional problems.
The Cowboy fans are just like...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Because they're so hyped up and they have all, they believe in that hype every single year.
True.
And so the disappointment when they lose the second game, not game number 17, but it hurts like they lost game 17 at game 2.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the Cowboys fans think the season's over.
You see the Saints fans having a parade with, yes, like a brass band,
yes,
outside.
Yes.
Where do they get all those, yes, instruments from? They just pack them just in case?
They pack them up just in case.
Just in case the Saints need to go march in.
Yeah, exactly. They took a bus to Dallas. It was a big-ass bus.
Several
from New Orleans,
yeah,
to Dallas.
Just in case,
yeah,
you need a brass section.
Yeah, man.
We're packing it with,
yeah,
us.
Yeah, dog. I love the fact that, yeah, when they went in there and it was just quiet. And he was like, okay. And then Jesse Bates, what a hell of a play. What a hell of a rush by Caden Ellis. I mean, he starts in the middle, loops all the way around. And I'm not sure if he don't get there, because A.J. got beat. A.J. was beat on that corner out.
Yes.
And that ball came up lame.
Jalen couldn't step into it because of the rush.
Yeah, because of the rush, he couldn't step into it.
Because, that's right. It might have been a big play.
Because that was going to be a big play right there.
Because they hit a big play right before that. And I was like, God, all they got to do is get in field goal range.
Yeah, and that's all you're thinking about.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I know.
But, ew, they took care of it, man. They, like Ross said, and I love all the videos from the locker room with the water being thrown on them. Love, love, love Terry Fontenot's energy with that hug he gave him. And he, as hard as he hugged Ra, when Mr. Blank came by, he's like, I got to take it a little easy with Mr. Blank.
Yeah, he got it.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know.
82-year-old fingers.
Yeah, no, you don't want to.
You can't aggressive dap an 82-year-old finger.
You can't aggressive dap Arthur Blank like that, like he did Ra.
Yeah, he can come to the next game in a cast if you hit him like
great
that.
Great freaking win. So excited about last night, man. Went to bed with a smile on my face because I knew we were going to come in here today, and it's going to be a fun show because we don't have to worry about all that other crap.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile.
you can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.